Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Don't let your troubles make you cry. Don't waste a moment wondering why.
That's a line of rhythm section. When everything goes wrong, you have to go on. Do it or die. That's our anthem, folks. They didn't know it, but Atlanta Rhythm Section was performing our anthem decades ago. That's where we are, isn't it, small business owners? Out here on Main Street, we move on. We do it or die against all odds, and we're all in. And one of the ways we are all in is by doing some of the things that Mike Stoddard has helped us with. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and Mike Stoddard is our guest, our good friend, 12-year member of our Brain Trust, author of Connection Culture, author of Fired Up or Burned Out. We launched both of those books with him. Hey, Mike, I need your website, please.
It's connectionculture.com.
All right. What will they find when they get there?
They will find resources. There's a 5 minutes to a Connection Culture, a set of videos they can sign up for. Links to our most recent book, Connection Culture. So a lot of great resources.
All right. So check that out, folks. You'll be glad you did. You'll thank me later. Hey, Mike, we're talking about your thoughts on competitive greatness. In the previous segment, we talked about the power of connections and we wind up talking about the power of connection and just survival, let alone being competitive and great. So let's take that, Nick, to the next level. Let's take those connections and talk about how they become implications. They become imperatives for competitive greatness.
Well, one of the things we run into, and you and I both, Jim, have experienced this, and I think all entrepreneurs do, is that, you know, we sometimes run into very difficult situations we're in that require wisdom and decision-making. And if we're experiencing financial pressure, and oftentimes when you're a young business, you're going to feel some anxiety just because the finances are stretched. And so one of the best things we can do is really process our thinking with someone else, and here's why. When we get involved in conversations and share our what we're thinking and the challenges we're facing, when we talk, when we get a chance to hear others' opinions, it has this effect on our brain. It moves the brain activity from the amygdala and the limbic system, where we process threats,
right,
to
the reptilian part of our brain.
Exactly, where we make rational decisions. So one of the worst things you can do, you know, one of the phrases I learned a long time ago was never worry alone. Never worry alone. Bad things happen. We don't make good decisions when we worry alone.
And we make it bigger, badder than they really are when we're alone.
That's right. Yeah, we absolutely do. We blow it out of proportion. So it's really important for us to have some trusted confidants who we respect, who we can go to and just process these decisions. That is such an important thing for an entrepreneur to have, you know, so that they're able to persevere through obstacles and achieve competitive greatness.
Well, that's exactly right. And this, your whole world is about connection. And folks, if you just listen to some of the things Mike talks about, this is where, you know, you're not going to do this alone. You're going to have to, if you're going to survive, the people I know who have tried to do it, not like we're talking about today, Mike, not the way you talk about, the people who've tried to do it without connections, they're at a minimum, they're unhappy. And at a maximum, they die young. And I know where they're buried, Mike. That's not hyperbole. I know where they're buried.
Well, you know, Jim, a young person might listen to what you just said and not make, you know, they might say, what's he talking about, right? Mm-hmm. But there's so much wisdom in what you just shared. Because what happens is if we don't have those connections, if we try to do it on our own, then our body really, it works against our body. Our body goes into that stress response and we don't feel well. And that's when we, you know, we turn to these things that are addictive, you know, they're comforting or numbing because we don't feel well and we want to calm our nervous system. But connection calms the nervous system in the best way, that helps us make the best decisions, that leads to the greatest health and helps us persevere through obstacles. But if we try to do it alone, then we start to develop those addictive behaviors or engage in addictive substances that really do shorten our life, and they don't contribute to our success.
Isn't there also something in all this, Mike, about – isn't there always something in this about – if when you're connected to other people, it's not all about you. There's got to be something in there for somebody else, and how healthy that is. Talk to us about that in the last minute.
Yeah, I think there's part of it. It gets us the focus off ourselves. But it's also just it's so fascinating to see. It's the way we're wired. It's the way our bodies are made. We're not meant to live alone, and we don't achieve competitive greatness. We become less resilient when we try to do it all on our own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'll tell you, one thing that's really been powerful for me is having something in my life greater that was more important than me, whether it be my friends, my family, my faith. That really helps me put things in perspective, because blasting game all by himself is just not that interesting. Last thoughts, Mike?
Well, I would just encourage your listeners to, you know, make sure they have connection with family, with friends, with their community, and that's going to give them the resilience they need to go the long haul. It's like my friend and colleague Jason Pankoff said, the top athletes in the world, nobody does it alone. Everybody has multiple coaches.
They got
and
teams.
And achieving competitive greatness requires that, too. And
ConnectionCulture.com, is that right?
ConnectionCulture.com. Thank you, Jim.
Hey, Mike, good job today. Come back soon. Michael Stollard, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.